I am very pleased to tell you that in studio I have with me three cast members from a play called The Revealers. Welcome to all three of you. Delighted to have you in studio. We have Clifford, we have Olivia, and Gamelihle.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. Hi.
Okay, so this is your chance. What is this play and why should we see it?
Okay, cool. First and foremost, good evening to each and every one of you. Good evening to your listeners as well. Thank you so much for having us. And Olivia said, we are three of the cast members of the production of The Revealers, which is an anti-bullying production that was written by Doug Wilhelm out of the United States. It was actually based on a novel. It was released as a novel in 2003 and then adapted for the stage various parts of the world. It's actually a reboot of a production that the National Children's Theatre put on in 2014 when they sent The Revealers out on the roads touring schools in Gauteng and Pretoria, as well as their stages as well. I was also in that production. That was the production that marked my professional debut in this acting industry. Fun fact.
How did that go for you?
Well, I played the victim. I played the narrator. His name is Russell in that production. And in this one, I play the bully. So I don't know what's happened the last six years of my life.
Multifaceted man.
That's gotten me on the other side of the fence. But yes, so we're back on, for the run of this production. We're on until the 15th of April, touring a bunch of schools based in Gauteng and surrounding areas.
Okay, and in terms of the wider public and not just schools, is there an opportunity to see it? And if so, where?
It's mainly a touring production, but we have one. There is one day in particular where we will be performing it at the National Children's Theatre for the benefit of the lovely folks from the United States Embassy, which funded our second go-around of this production. So that should be a fun time. I'm not sure if it's open to the public, but if it is, tickets will be very, very limited. That much I can almost guarantee. So
when we talk about children's theatre, what kind of age group is this aimed at?
I mean, we're talking about kids who are like in primary school, really. You know, just before they hit 14, so around 13, like grade 7. Usually, the play, I would say, is targeted around the kids from grade 6 to grade 7, who, like, that's where the bullying starts, really, I feel. That's where the bullying really, really starts. So it's targeted at those kids who really need to say something.
Okay, what's your character? What do you prefer?
I play Mr. Dallas. I play the teacher. And I play a bully named John. and Mr. Dallas he's a fun character. He helps these kids find ways to conquer bullying.
And is that the takeaway from this play? Is this
that
you're giving kids the tools to be able to somehow deal
with bullying.
This hugely serious issue of bullying. Tell me something, does the play is it current? Does it talk about cyberbullying?
Yeah, so it's actually a media-based play. The story revolves around social media and it's all on the interweb. It's all about a network that these three kids create. You know, I don't want to give too much of the story away, but it is definitely a media-based play. It focuses a lot on social media.
You know, what's really interesting to me, I'm quite removed from all this because, I don't have kids, so I don't, like, have a first-hand exposure to, you know, living with the after-effects of bullying. I would imagine it's not just the kid at all. I would imagine the issue spreads so much wider to the extended family as well. But what I wanted to say to you was I think bullying is hugely different today than it was in my day. And somebody pointed out to me the reason why. They said in my day, you'd get bullied for 6 hours at school and then you'd go home and that would be the end of it. Mm. And these kids today are bullied 24/7.
Yeah.
Because of the
cell phone and the internet. Yeah.
It is. And I think it's an unfortunate reflection of the times that we're in. I think that's what makes productions like this even more important. The fact that, for those who might be in that situation and might feel powerless in that situation, this is us in our way of telling you that you are indeed equipped with the tools necessary to put a stop to it. You can raise your voice. You can make a noise, whether it be verbally, whether it be through the use of a network, a social media network, so to speak. You do have the power to raise your voice and put a stop to it. And you also have the responsibility, I believe, if you witness it, if you see it firsthand, to call it out and to point attention to it and to see to it that it's stopped and it's nipped in the bud, especially if you know better. I think.
I know you guys aren't here in the capacity as like psychologists and responsible for, you know, spokespersons for bullying, but just through your producing, acting in the play, are there signs that we need to look out for? Is there advice you can give to parents as to, you know, what I look out for? How do I know my kid is being bullied? Did that come up at all?
Well, I think it starts with a joke. That's what I always say. When your kid says, you know, mom or dad, somebody's playing this way with me, and it's a joke to that kid, you know, who's bullying the other kid. And then the other kid goes, oh, it's happening. It happens very often. So I always say it starts as a joke and then it develops. Eventually it becomes a habit. And that's when you can start seeing the red lights, basically, when the child comes home with a certain habit that wasn't there.
Yeah. And I think it's hard for parents to know, you know, because kids are so afraid to speak out, and you know, they think they'll get in trouble or something worse will happen to them if they tell someone that they're being bullied. So with the show, you know, we say, who can you tell if you're being bullied? And we encourage the kids to tell their parents. You know, and we are hoping that their parents will receive the message from the kids and make a difference, you know, do something about it. Whether it's contacting the principal or, you know, having a meeting with, the bullier's parents, you know, making a change. Yeah.
I saw a television documentary quite a while ago. It was a reality type program where they got a group of people who had been bullied, but these were adults. Mm-hmm. These were adults who had been bullied at school, and they were successful business owners. They were career people. They were professors at university. You name it. They had done so well in their lives. And the documentary followed them going back to confront their school bullies. Mm-hmm. And what just blew me away was the extent to which it affected these people so much later in life. You had a professor at university break down in tears when he was confronting the person who'd made his childhood an absolute misery. And you kind of think, time would fix this. It doesn't. This is a real issue.
It is. And I think it also shines a spotlight on how serious this epidemic actually is. The fact that it still is something that exists in schools, the fact that it's still something that exists in society in 2020 is mind blowing to me.
What do you think it is? Do you think it's just human nature? Do you think that somebody wants to be the main oak?
I think without sounding too judgy or condemning, I don't want to condemn or judge anyone. I don't want to come across sounding as if I know better, but I think just based on my own outlook on life, the things I've seen, the things I've experienced, the things I've heard, I do think that there's still a very, very strange sense of quote unquote competitiveness among us as human beings that manifests itself in weird ways. And I think one of the ways results in things like this still existing in 2020. So that's just how I would answer that.
No, I hear you. I hear you, young kids. Guys, I want to thank you for coming into studio. I want to wish you the best of luck with your run. Mm-hmm. I think what you're doing is really important, and I hope you get the support. Well, you're going to be at schools. So you've got your audience made.
Absolutely.
And you're speaking to the right audience. So to Clifford and Olivia and Gamelichle, best of luck in the world. And
thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy.